FSK, which is a radio, community radio station out here, stood up and said, we support this idea, Larry, and let's do it. Then we started inviting people to come on board also. We started in October, November 2014, and we are all over the place. We are syndicating in 4 cities in Germany, in Italy, and elsewhere. And we have our own online stream on our website where you can listen on demand, interviews, music, and sometimes drama, radio dramas. And the impact has really been positive. So we need to continue it. We are moving to TV in the next few weeks. The sky is the limit. We want to prove to them that we have something to offer, because the stereotype is that this fleshling, these refugees, they don't know anything. They are poor people. They are hungry people. They can't contribute. They can't integrate. And so we are using this to caricature and say, you are wrong. We had lives before we came to your part of the world. It's either you take us for who we are and not what we are.
So just how important is your radio station to those people, those new arrivals in Europe?
We try to educate them through workshops to show, tell them the importance of radio. I take the radio as a mobile tool, you know. I go to protest grounds. We spread to different cultural, social events across Hamburg, Europe as a whole. So we try to engage as much as we can. So but when we bring back these materials, then other refugees listening to it now understood that what we are doing. So now many of them are coming up. For instance, there was a day we were at an open air event. The radio was visible there, and this Afghan group just heard an Afghani music that we were playing on the radio, and they just walked up to us and was like, that's Afghani music. We like it. Then they got to understand what we are doing with the radio, and many of them were starting a lot of initiatives with them as we speak in this new year. So many people are now seeing the importance of radio as we speak. Even the Syrian groups, we're starting a feminine program also. We want to increase it. We want refugee women, migrant women to contribute their voice to this whole thing. And it's quite difficult. And we try as much as possible to push and encourage women, girls to do the same. Kids are also involved. Also, we have the kids program.
Well, Larry, I want to thank you very much.
Okay, keep it locked on Refugee Radio Network. Love freedom, love life.